we are living right now in a very happy moment because we are in Easter. Easter is a time for rejoicing because Christ has conquered death and sin. He is the victor, the one who is now seated at the right hand of the Father and waiting for us in order to crown our efforts, of course, efforts helped by His grace. However, the struggle between good and evil, between truth and lie, between light and darkness, between sin and grace, still in this world, while the consummation of His kingdom comes to the end, comes to be fulfilled. And this struggle is not outside us, but it is inside. We are in a fight in our souls. We're still in this combat. And that's why, at the same time that we rejoice from this beautiful season of Easter, at the same time, we testify in our own flesh the struggle, the war, the conflict, the division, that this world doesn't want to accept Jesus and the light prefers to live in darkness. And we have to be witnesses of Christ, even when the world wants us to stay quiet, like they expected from the disciples, from the apostles. Don't speak about Jesus. Don't deliver this message. Stay quiet. But the apostles didn't obey that message because they had another commandment, to preach the word to everyone. They received this commandment from God Himself. And that's why Peter said to the Pharisees, we cannot obey the men before we obey God. We are to obey God first, than to obey men. And that's precisely our commandment. We must obey God. Now, we do that in many ways, you know. Some people are called to go out, actually, you know, literally, and preach the word. Others, like most of you, are called to preach the word there where you are, in your families, in your specific situation, with your children, with your neighbors, but also as a citizen. When you give your vote for something, make sure that this person who is going to be elected has this, or defends these Christian values, or these human values are important. In all these ways, you can be witness of Christ's resurrection. But all of us, bishops, priests, lay people, we all have to bear witness of Christ in this world. And we all have to be witnesses of this struggle in this world. We are not in peace, and we won't have any peace until this struggle comes to the end. And when will it happen? When Jesus Christ comes with His kingdom to establish this beautiful and marvelous kingdom of love and mercy, first in our hearts and then in the whole universe. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.